On Monday, the Modi cabinet raised the heat amidst the underway winter session of parliament by clearing 10% reservation for the economically backward upper caste. The cabinet decided to amend the constitution so that the economically weaker or economically backward upper caste will get 10% reservation in direct recruitment in government services in admission to higher educational institutions. Lok Sabha, on its last day of winter session, passed this quota bill with a 2/3 majority.
The lobbies are already clear. I shall now put the motion that the bill as amended be passed to the vote of the House. The question is that the bill further to amend the Constitution of India be passed. Now, division.
The upper house of the parliament, Rajya Sabha, is debating the bill today. The proposed reservation will be over and above the existing 50% reservation enjoyed by the scheduled caste, scheduled tribes and the other backward classes, taking the total reservation to 60%. Among the major castes to benefit from the proposed law are Brahmins, Rajputs, Thakurs, Jats, Marathas, Bhumihars and several other trading castes including Kapus, Kammas and among other upper castes. Other religion communities not covered by any reservation will also be benefited from it. In this show today, we are trying to decode the possible outcome PM Modi is expecting after this move. But we will also look into the past examples and what lessons they established. The reservation move is widely being projected as a masterstroke by the Modi government. Some even called it a surgical strike ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha election. But the question remains why the Modi government introduced this bill in the last leg of winter session and in such a hurry. The possible reasons for this are not difficult to answer. First and foremost is the electoral defeat in the three Hindi heartland states of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. Second is the Savarna backlash that the government received over the SC-ST Prevention of Atrocities Amendment Act. And the third upper caste anger over BJP stance in the Ram Mandir issue. Considering these, the reservation card played by PM Modi might have been a last-ditch attempt to save its upper caste voters. Now let us see the numbers. The upper caste Hindus are BJP's core vote banks. Thus, this move was being seen as Brahmin Baniya vote bank motivated. The numbers don't lie. Here is what they say. According to a CSDS survey, post-poll survey in 2014 Lok Sabha election, the Hindu upper caste constituted a major chunk of BJP voters. The survey says as many as 47.8% upper caste polled in favor of BJP while 33.8% OBC sided with the party. If we look at the seat statistics, here is what they say. In 10 major states which include Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Karnataka, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Assam and Haryana, there are total 314 Lok Sabha seats. These are decisive seats. Out of these total 158 seats are dominated by the Hindu upper caste or Savarnas. In 2014, BJP won 119 seats out of these 158 seats. If you look at the only Hindi belt, which is considered BJP's bastion, the Saffron Party won 82 seats with upper caste dominance. However, due to the reasons as we stated above, the Savarnas seem upset with the BJP and it can be a big blow to the party in the upcoming Lok Sabha election. The trailer of this was also seen in the five assembly elections in December last year. By introducing the bill, Modi government now wants to ensure that these 119 Savarna dominated seats remain in its pocket. The question, however, remains whether it is actually effective on the ground. Whether it will pay the electoral dividends the party is hoping for. Will the move achieve consolidation of both Dalit and Savarna voters in favor of BJP? Now, BJP may hope the answer is an affirmative, but a quick scanning of pages of India's political history can easily tell us that it is otherwise. On the contrary, we have seen a number of examples in the past where political leaders tried to meddle with the reservation policies, which resulted in nothing but the electoral disaster in the immediate elections. For example, Karpuri Thakur. Karpuri Thakur was the first political leader to have felt the heat on the ballot box due to these decisions regarding the reservation policies. He was the first to introduce the reservation for economically backward upper caste in the country. Based on the findings of the Mungeri Lal Commission, he brought a total 26% reservation in the state, of which 20% were for OBC, 3% for the women of any background, and 3% reservation for the poor Savarnas. Now, Karpuri Thakur decided to implement this reservation formula in Bihar in November 1978. However, he decided to divide the OBC category into two other subcategories for the distribution of quotas, that is, extremely backward class and backward class. While EBC were allotted 12% quota, the backward class was allotted 8% quota. Now, electorally, it proved to be a very disastrous move for the leader. He had to endure major upper caste backlash for his move, and within a week, he had to vacate the CM chair. The reservation policy he introduced is popularly known as Karpuri Thakur formula. The policy was halted in 1992-93 until the Supreme Court quashed it. However, with the Modi government's new reservation card, the demand for implementation of this formula in government jobs and educational opportunities has started gaining pace in Bihar. Now, who can forget the political debacle VP Singh brought upon himself by announcing the implementation of Mandal Commission report? Not only the country burned for months following the violent protest, but the controversial move proved to be a fatal blow to VP Singh's political career as well. In August 1990, 7 years after the Mandal Commission report on the identification of OBCs based on 11 parameters, VP Singh declared his intention of implementing the 27% reservation to OBCs, making the total number of reservation go up to 49%. Now, this move sparked a series of student protests. The self-immolation committed by more than 50 students across the country and suicide attempts by more than 100 people marked the end of the VP Singh's minority government. Just 11 months after he took oath as a prime minister, VP Singh had to step down, having witnessed the fire sparked by the controversial reservation policies. Congress, which is the UPA government, for most of its term kept the reservation of its priority until 2014. When it made the last-ditch attempt to win the election and touch the reservation issue. On the face of election, Congress proposed to include Jats in other backward class category. The Jat reservation only resulted in violent protest and hartals in the state. The Supreme Court eventually rejected it. The Congress, as we know, was reduced to only one seat in the state. Now, the same was followed by the Maharashtra government. The Congress-NCP coalition government in the state of Maharashtra also followed the suit of Haryana government. The Prithviraj Chauhan-led coalition government announced 16% reservation for the Marathas, who have been demanding reservation since long. The move did not prove much fruitful as the coalition had to face dismal numbers in the immediate assembly elections. These and many other cases in the past prove that any decision with regard to the reservation is equal to playing with fire. Thus, it begs the question whether the Modi government has learned the time and again tested lesson provided by the Indian politics. With the recent decision, it seems it hasn't, or perhaps it has chosen to ignore the lesson. Now, the question is, will it turn out to be a political suicide for Modi government as well? Or will Prime Minister Modi be successful in breaking the jinx?
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.